Good morning on a Monday. Welcome back all to the folks who have been on spring break somewhere, and I hope warmer than here today.
Mm-hmm.
Although today is great.
I was going to say, it's not bad.
All I had on was a little sweater when I came in, and it's supposed to be a little warmer in the mornings, at least for the next few days. I'll take that, although it looks like we could reach upwards of maybe 3 inches of rain before it's all done.
Yeah, anywhere from 2 to 4 is what they're saying. Yeah, it's pretty bad. When I'll show the picture when we get closer to Easter, but the Easter Bunny sent me a picture of him and his galoshes and everything, so okay.
Well, maybe the rain we had earlier has soaked in, and now this rain will actually stick around and soak in as well. Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going to
tell
myself.
That's what we need. We need it to soak in. It needs to be a nice, gentle rain. Not, we don't need the beating rains, but
we don't need hail.
We don't need that. We don't need the 40s. Unfortunately, March is going to go out like a lion with high winds and rain and possible thunderstorms. So it's like, great. Thank you.
Well, April showers bring May flowers, so that's how we're going to start out, right?
One can only hope. One can only hope.
Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I.M. Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. We appreciate all of those folks that not only help us bring you Party Line, but also the Hoosierland TV telecast as well. So we ask that you do sponsor those locations, because without them, we wouldn't be able to have all this fun. Melissa Miller on that side. I'm Cindy Lovelace. We will have a pair of coffee beverages from Big B Coffee to give away at the end of the show today. So if you have not had Big B Coffee yet, or actually they have some other things there as well. I had a breakfast sandwich the other day that was phenomenal too. But anyway, we'll have a pair of Big B coupons to give away here after the show or at the end of the show today. And if you know someone that might be looking for a career as a barista, now would be a great time to apply with Big B Coffee. Maybe some part-time work. And I know the kids are always looking for, I think that'd be a fun job.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm not very good at making coffee, as you guys have determined.
I don't drink it.
I know, so you don't, but I mean, Scott Shoemaker said my last batch was a little weak.
Did he? See, yeah. The only way I make coffee is in a, one of those pod things. So
Sam drinks it. So, by the way, congratulations to Sam and his wife, Mariah, on the arrival of a brand new bouncing baby boy.
Yep.
So we are super happy. And so when you're not hearing Sam's voice, that's why, because Sam is off with his wife doing some paternity leave. Isaac. He's paternity leaving. She's maternity leaving.
Yeah. Isaac Chavez and Don is back, which is cool.
It is cool.
To have Don back. I spent Saturday with him making sure Inside the Huddle got off the ground because that was kind of a last-minute thing.
Yes, the baby came early. We'll just say that.
Yes.
We were not expecting a March baby.
No.
So
but Don's also going to be helping with Ann and Isaac when he can, are going to be helping Kyle with broadcasts, not only for Inside the Huddle, but also for ball games. And I
we still have baseball and softball coming up.
And I am the last-minute replacement, but that might come up, too, as we get stuff scheduled. So,
awesome are we to have some folks like Don and Isaac to help fill in?
Yeah, exactly.
And we still have Kyle, of course.
Around their busy schedules, so.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, when I talked to, of course, Isaac's coaching too, so he's trying to do this between coaching baseball, plus he works at the extension and gearing up for 4-H and everything else on that end. So, but Don told me that he has pretty much set aside his calendar He knew this was coming, and he's even going to forego some Cubs games for us. So we're asking a lot for Don, but we really appreciate these guys stepping up and helping out. And we've actually got the first two games are scheduled for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got to finalize those this morning sometime with the AD, but we're working on that too.
You know, here it is. I saw it yesterday and just want to make sure I give the information correctly because we thought combo with the commish was Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It is actually today.
Yes.
And so that's what I wanted to clarify that with everybody. However, it's at 6:30 this evening. So when Jordan Brewer was in last week, he is inviting all the residents to join him for an open conversation about all things in the county here. If you have something on your mind, if you want to know something, this is a chance to ask questions, share ideas, and hear directly from your elected official. Everyone is welcome to attend. Convo with the Commish is happening this time at the Kirkland Community Center, 113 North Main Street in Kirkland. That is tonight at 6:30. So it's open to anyone that would like to come and ask questions, but it is tonight, not tomorrow night. So last week we thought it was on the 31st, and it is tonight, actually. So I wanted to get that clarified right away, too. So what is the real forecast, by the way?
The real forecast?
Oh, boy.
Well, break out the raincoat or umbrella, whatever. With the wind, you may want a coat instead because the umbrella is probably going to fold up on you before it's over with. But tomorrow afternoon and evening, we're looking at the possibility of rain and thunderstorms coming in, and that chance of rain and thunderstorms is going to stick with us clear through Sunday.
So today we don't have rain at all?
No. Today is partly sunny with a high of 73. It's going to get breezy, though. The winds are going to start picking up.
It's already breezy.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad when I came in, but I figured it's going to keep climbing as the sun comes up.
When I first took the dogs out early this morning, it was nice. Now it's started. It's already
crazy. We're going to have gusts up into the 30 miles an hour. And Tuesday, when we have the greater chance of possible thunderstorms, that is because we're warming up to 78. So tomorrow, wind gusts into the 40s. So
my goodness.
But yeah, like I said, March is going out like a... not a true lion. It could be worse. So, you know, chance of rain and thunderstorms. But again, it's going to be all week like that. We're going to be on the roller coaster of 50s and 60s and 70s and down into, I think, 41 is the coldest I see this week on Saturday night. So
I had all my sticks and everything picked up, and after the last storm went through, I had to go pick them all up again.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Maybe it's just, I'll look at it as the positive side. It's cleaning my trees out.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of which, I have not heard yet, but I believe Dorner Park is still closed to the public because of all the wind, broken tree limbs. They're trying to clean all that up, get the trees trimmed up. So just until we know for sure, stay out of the area. That's what they're asking. Stay away from the park. Don't get in it because it's dangerous. They've got those trees have been there ever since I can remember. So, you know, they're probably over 100 years old, some of them could be.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind that we had on, was it Friday night? Mm-hmm. Friday night? Yeah.
Yes. Thursday night.
Yeah, whatever day it was, we had all them storms. It really worked them over.
We were texting. So it would have been Thursday night.
Yeah, it was the Purdue game.
Yes.
Because my satellite kept going out. So.
And our Purdue Boilermakers did not quite make it, but.
Nope.
They had a good season.
They did. They had a good season.
I have to say I'm kind of not surprised. I feel like the score could have been worse. And
that's
a tough team they played.
I always hate that at the end because the scores never really reflect at the end because of all the you foul at the last.
That's
You keep fouling, trying to get the ball back. And, it doesn't reflect the actual game. So for them to stick to Arizona like they did, yeah, I'm like you. I did not think they would make it past Arizona, but for them to stick with them like they did, I was pretty impressed.
And your Notre Dame girls, doggone it, they had a great
season,
too.
But playing UConn. UConn is just a dynasty.
Yeah.
And, they had a good run.
That shot at the end, though.
They really,
Today is Monday, March 20th, by the way. It's National Virtual Vacation Day. For all of you that didn't get to go on spring break, pardon me. This is a time for you to pretend you're going somewhere warm by just watching a YouTube video. Yeah, that somehow doesn't.
That's what that virtual
that doesn't
reality
do it for me.
Stuff is. You know, those headsets.
I guess.
A lot of people wear those things and go sit on a beach and stuff.
It's not like, the same for
no,
me. I want to smell the ocean. I want to feel the sand between my toes.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm not a. I don't really care about going to the beach and the ocean and stuff. Mm. That's not me.
It's National Take a Walk in the Park Day. Science has proven that walking in a park offers even more health benefits than a regular old stroll. And a recent study found that walking in nature actually improves blood flow, heart health, and even mental clarity better than a walk down a busy street. Well, that makes sense. A walk down a busy street, you're going to have to be looking for traffic.
Well, I was going to say, you would hope that you would have clarity.
Celine Dion is 58 today, and Eric Clapton, this makes me feel, I mean, I know he's old. He's 81 today.
Yeah.
81. And MC Hammer, by the way, anybody know his real name? Because I did not. Stanley Kirk Burrell.
Interesting.
Now I know why he went by MC Hammer. He is 65 today. So, some birthdays. By the way, tomorrow is the State of the City address. And this is with Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets and all of her department heads. It's at the Frankfurt Community Public Library at the Skanta Theater there. Doors open at 6:30, and the State of the City will start at 7 o'clock. If you're unable to attend in person, don't worry. All you have to do is go to HoosierlandTV.com, and you can watch it there. We will be bringing that to you live, and then it will be archived as well. So if you can't make it there tomorrow night, you can always watch it. And don't forget, you can watch Hoosierland TV from your phone even. I do all the time in the kitchen. So a lot of folks maybe think they have to have a computer, laptop, or iPad, but you don't. You can watch it right from your phone as well.
Yeah, that's how I watch the majority of the ball games.
I do, too.
Because
it's just easier to go to my phone.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have control of the TV flipper once somebody walks in the door until he goes to sleep, and then I can take it back.
I know a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so anyway.
Also from Burlington, their monthly joint park board meeting is coming up on April 1st is Wednesday, so that's coming up on Wednesday. Clinton Central Elementary, by the way, is having their early learning roundup. That's Wednesday as well, and you can learn all about their levels of care and all they're doing and how much that costs, and also kindergarten roundup then at Clinton Central is coming up Thursday, which is April 2nd. So those things you can look forward to. Also, the first Thursday of every month, April 2nd in this case, is Living Alternatives, the Pregnancy Resource Center, Frankfurt Curbside Care. No appointment needed. This is the drive up, and they'll bring out diapers, wipes, and other available baby supplies. And this is while supplies last. But they do this once a month, and this time it's from 1 o'clock until 3, and again, that's coming up April 2nd. So just a reminder about that as well. Lots of Easter egg hunts coming up, and I have a few of them here. How many do I have? At least three.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them over the weekend.
And that's what I was going to say. I think several of them actually happened this weekend as well. But this one is from Carroll County. This is at the Carroll County Courthouse Square. They're going to have their Easter egg hunt coming up on Saturday, 11 o'clock is when it starts, and that's for 0 to 2-year-olds, 11:10 for 3 to 5-year-olds. At 11:20, they'll do 6 to 8-year-olds, 11:25, 9 and 10-year-olds. This is sponsored by Delphi Main Street and St. Elizabeth Healthcare, so this one is happening in Delphi.
Yeah, and that a courtyard, when they are done, I mean, before they start, it is littered with eggs. You don't find grass. Because they put so many eggs out.
But I believe that.
I love the staggered start, though.
Sure, I like that, too.
Because
little ones, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Mulberry Community is having their Easter egg hunt. That's coming up on Saturday as well, 11:30 at the Mulberry Health Shelter House. That's 502 West Jackson Street in Mulberry. Again, that starts at 11:30. And then you're also invited to the Easter egg hunt in Colfax, put on by the Perry Township Fire Department. That is at 1 o'clock, 103 Main Street. So you can just go right from one to the other, it looks like. You can just kind of go around and hunt Easter eggs. And then there's a scavenger hunt that's happening really through April 5th through Saturday, April 11th. This is with the Kokomo Howard County Community Public Library in Rushville. Any age. All you have to do is pick up a scavenger hunt form at the library, then turn it in when you complete it for a prize. I love this.
They have, they do, honestly, for as small a library as that is, they do so many.
But a scavenger hunt? Yeah. How fun.
I mean, they do a lot there, just like our library.
Our library
here
does
in
too.
Clinton County, you know, they do a lot at every one of the branches. Well, Kokomo, Howard County Community Library, they do the same thing. But the Richardville branch is so small, but yet it's always packed.
All right.
So,
well, this would be a fun one.
Yeah, I need to make a copy of that because my littles would love that.
You're welcome to do that. And those are kind of the things that we have going on here in the near future.
Well, just a reminder, if you're still looking for things to stick in eggs, especially if you have bigger kids like I do who still expect an Easter basket, even though they're in their 40s and 30s.
Oh, I stick the little vodka bottles or the little...
Oh, well, no.
Those little mini ones.
Mine would probably like the little moonshine bottles, but they don't get those. But anyway, or at least wise one of them would.
You can get the little Bacardi ones. You can get the little... Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
that's
know,
what we
I
put
know.
In ours.
No.
They have to be 21 or over. We're not doing that to our children. We're doing it to our older children, not the kids.
Yeah. For the most part, my older children don't partake in that either. So, but...
It's like full out tackle dive... For an egg?
No, the biggest thing that we have, the tackle dive at our house for the eggs is for XXX root beer.
Oh,
that's a big thing at my house. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we've got great certificates, great savings on things at BigDeals.com.
Mm-hmm.
And like Hope Collective, you can get a $10 gift certificate for Hope Collective, which is... If you have children like I have and you don't dare pick anything out for them, you let them do it themselves, it's a great way to do that, and it also supports a great cause here in Frankfort.
But Hope Collective has lots of beautiful items, too,
Oh,
though.
Yeah. Holy moly. Have you been on the Facebook page lately and seen
Not
what
on their
some
Facebook,
of the
I haven't.
Yeah. They've got... You got to watch the Facebook page. They put up stuff all the time. But anyway, you can get a $10 gift certificate for... $5. So, I mean, come on. That's a great fold it up, stick it in an egg.
We call
that's a great
no brainer.
Yeah, no kidding. Angry Donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have ones who love cuisine.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. Angry
we have
Donkey,
some really great locations.
Prep and Go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got great stuff on there. And if you've got
Baked
that teenager,
a cookie company.
Yeah. Lots of food.
Lots of food. We know our food here, don't we?
Yeah. Well, Baked a Cookie Company also, for those of you who maybe can't get to Kirkland, Bake the Cookie Company does have breads and stuff at Prep and Go in Michigantown, so you can actually two for one, you know. Prep and Go keeps a lot of different vendors and a lot of different companies' things there at their shop as well. So you can get all kinds of stuff. They even have soup seasoning and everything there, too. So I can go to Prep and Go, and I can get my baked and my baked bread, and I can get my soup seasoning that I'm always running out of, and you know, other stuff as well. So all kinds of stuff that you can pick up on our bigdeals.com. Just go to Clinton County Daily News. It's easier. You go there, you hit the tab at the top of the page,
and it just takes you right there.
Yeah, it takes you right where you need to go. So that's what we because we're not tech savvy. That's what we do.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. How are you?
Hi, ladies. Yes, the coffee was very good. I got one the other day. Very good, Cindy.
Yes, don't they have the Caramel Marvel's my favorite.
I got a vanilla latte. So.
Oh, I would like that too, though.
Okay. Well, my solution for all we hear about the TSA.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, first thing, I would tell them, get an apprenticeship job. Because you won't get paid for 6 months. I took an apprenticeship. I didn't get paid for 6 months. Luckily, I was right out of high school, and my parents didn't throw me out.
Well, what was that job?
Apprenticeship for cosmetology. That's
neat.
And so anyway, I didn't get paid. So why are they complaining? And second thing, if I was running it, I would say, okay, go through all the personnel records and say, okay. Are you married? Yes. Okay. Is your spouse working for TSA? Oh, no. Okay. Well, you're getting one salary, so move over. Go back to work. The next one I would say, do you have the woman said, I'm divorced. Okay. Are you getting alimony? Yeah. Are you getting child support? Yeah. Get back to work. You're going to get paid some way. And then the ones who would get money, are you married? No. Do you have any children? No. fine. You get over here, you get paid. So how does that sound?
I don't know. Let me tell you something. These folks who are paying for daycare, I mean, because this is something that's coming up in our daughter's life right now, is she's going back to work full time. We're thinking about it, but the daycare cost is astronomical. Yeah. And those people won't wait. They've got to have their money. So they're not going to say, oh, when you get paid, we'll go. I mean, if you don't pay for your kid that week, then they don't let you bring him back.
It's not the federal employees' fault that they aren't getting paid. It's our government and it's our Congress. And I'm sorry, I do agree with Senator. I don't agree with Senator Kennedy on a lot of things, but I do agree with the fact that he's trying to get this bill through that they don't get paid unless they have, you know.
Do you think that'll happen?
No.
I couldn't agree with you more, though. I think if you are serving our government and you are not, you should not get your paycheck if you are, you know.
Yeah.
And if our employees don't, you shouldn't.
Yeah. They should get paid first, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Our military, people working, they should get paid first, and then government folks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just thought I'd chime in and give you my opinion.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. Thank you so much. Anything else on your mind today?
Trump's war. I hope NATO sticks to the, their strong, stay strong, because he insults. Remember, he went and he insulted them all, and then he wants their help, and then when they don't give him help, he insults them again. I mean, if somebody did that to you, ladies, would you? I wouldn't be happy with them, would you?
Well, no, but you know what? I just think that he is one of those guys. He's like a shock jock. He just wants to throw stuff out to, like, shock people and be like, and then usually he recants it in some form and, like, tones it down. It's like, okay, now that I kind of have your attention, you know, I think it's just a shock jock kind of thing.
I thought maybe he just, like I say, just throw things out, whatever pops in his head.
Oh, I think that's part of it. I do. I think that's part of it. That's part of being a shock jock. I mean, things just blurt out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, I don't think, are factual or, like, you know, ideas that he's really going to do. I think he just likes to throw stuff out to see how people will react.
Okay. Well, I hope not. But okay. Well, thank you, ladies. You have a nice day.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Okay. I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Anybody else? 659-3338. We'd love to hear from you today. We were supposed to have a guest this morning, so we'll have to reschedule that guest. We don't know what happened, but we'll try and get that guest rescheduled. But again, we do have Blake Dollier coming up here with NDOT. He'll be calling here in just a few minutes. And then don't forget at the end of the show what Kim was talking about with the coffee is we have a pair of coupons to give away for one free beverage, iced, hot, or frozen at Big B Coffee. So we'll do that at the end of the show today. We like to start your week off right kind of thing. And so this is an easy way to start the week off right with something maybe sweet, get you going with a little Java, a little coffee.
Just a quick reminder, if you haven't seen it, MJ put it up on our websites.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny is going to be calling in. Obviously not going to be able to make an appearance because of
busy schedule
this week. But the Easter Bunny is going to be calling in at 9 o'clock this coming Friday.
Well, I'll just tell the Easter Bunny Santa came.
Yeah,
he came in. So.
Yeah. I agree. But we also videoed Santa and played it and replayed it. So. But right now it's a little...
I'm just harassing the Easter Bunny.
It's a little tough for the Easter Bunny. Yeah, yeah, I think the Easter Bunny could remember you, too. But anyway...
I'm going to get pellets instead of eggs, is what you're saying.
You might get the black jelly beans.
That's
like
what
the
I mean,
tooth
the
fairy.
Little black pellets, yeah.
The Tooth Fairy gets those, but are used to. I don't know. That's a question I have for him anyway. But, yeah, no. The Easter Bunny is going to be here, or going to be calling in on Friday, April 3rd, between 9 and 9:30. If your little ones have questions, you can email those to newsroom@casperradio.com, or they can call in and talk to the Easter Bunny, and we're hoping they'll be able to talk to him, and they can call in that Friday morning. So, yeah.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Not yet.
Do you do cereal for breakfast?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? What's your favorite cereal?
Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, anything with sugar.
The final numbers are in. And Frosted Flakes was the top-selling breakfast cereal in the U.S. last year. All right, so here are your top five selling breakfast cereals in the U.S. At number five, Special K. Oh, I love all you people that like to be healthy. I am not a Special K fan. Then at number four, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. At number three, Fruit Loops. I do like me some number two, Honey Nut Cheerios. I do like those. And at number one, Frosted Flakes. So, anyway, those are your top five breakfast cereals. I'm not much of a cereal eater, though.
I can do Frosted Flakes. That's not a problem. I like those too.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's one of the
Fruit
few.
Fruit Loops was number three, though.
That's one of the few that I will eat with milk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to eat Frosted Flakes out of the box. You can, but
yeah, my kids liked Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but yeah. Special K was number five, and I'm like, it's way too healthy.
It has to have a ton of sugar on it to turn it into Frosted Flakes for me to eat it.
There you go.
But yeah.
I've been trying to keep Melissa from retiring. I'm not letting her go. But one of those retirement investment firms asked thousands of Americans when they plan to retire. And one in three flat out said they don't. But not because they're broke. The majority of baby boomers say they plan to work until they die just because they want to stay mentally sharp and physically active. For every other generation, the ones who expect to never retire say it's because they can't afford to stop working.
I would say for me, possibly semi.
If you could do like a part-time thing?
In 2 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got a plan for 2 years.
I'm not eligible I could do early retirement right now, but I'm not that stupid. You know, for some people that's great. It works out for them. But for me, I want to wait. I want to do full retirement, and that's not for another 2 years. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I couldn't. I'd have to do something.
All right, listen closely. Did that make you want to close your eyes when I said that? Because it seems like we all do when we're trying really hard to hear something, we close our eyes. But a team of researchers tested whether listening with your eyes shut actually makes you hear better. Like, you know, when you're driving
sure.
and you reach up and turn the radio
yeah,
down.
God, I hope you don't listen with your eyes closed.
They say it actually does not work that way, especially when it's noisy. They found that watching where the sound is coming from significantly improves hearing sensitivity, while closing your eyes filters out sounds, including the ones we are trying to hear.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't do that. I never have.
You don't reach up and turn the radio down? Or you don't close your eyes?
I don't close my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I turn everything down. I swear everybody in this place is deaf.
The men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do, too. I have to have her turn stuff up in there for me, I admit.
So.
Also, some people sure do like to stick to a sleep routine, no matter how superstitious it sounds. But according to a new study, a third of Americans say they have to be absolute furthest from the door while sleeping. That's me. I want to be farthest from the door.
Yeah.
About two in five of us.
I don't care.
You sleep close to the door?
It doesn't matter. No. As long as I'm comfortable, I don't care where I'm at.
Keith's got to be closest to the door.
Well, yeah, that's
the
reason
why. Somebody breaks in, he can protect me.
That's the reason why I'm not. Oh, no, that's not the reason why we sleep that way, because my other half thinks he has to have the door. So it's like, okay, fine, whatever. I don't care as long as I'm comfortable. I'll flip the mattress so I got the good side. Doesn't matter to me.
About two in five of us can only sleep on the right side of the bed. Now, see, I don't care which side of the bed as long as it's not the side towards the door. I just can't sleep towards the door.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
About 40% say they'll never fall asleep unless they're on two pillows. Huh. I don't need two pillows. And despite the popularity of duvet covers, almost half of us say a top sheet is an absolute must. I do have to have something on me.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I have to stick my feet out, I still want the sheet to cover my side and the rest of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if the air conditioner's not on yet and it's hot, I still have a sheet.
Yes. I have to have something. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't know why, but anyway.
In our wacky but true, in Sweden, some guys had a plan to break into an electronics store by drilling through the wall from a neighboring office building. On their first attempt, instead of boring into the electronics store, they drilled into a newspaper office housed in the same building. So they moved a few feet, drilled again. This time they broke into the optician's office. Undeterred, they tried a third time and then landed into an empty office. Now, these guys, you have to give it to them. They didn't give up on their fourth try. They made it into the electronics store. Unfortunately, they also set off the burglar alarm, proving once again that crime does not pay. So there you go.
And it entertains.
It does entertain as well. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of work for it not paying off, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. We are at the top of the hour. Blake Dollier for the Indiana Department of Transportation. He will be joining us shortly right here on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.